Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we have a couple of awesome friends of ours. You might know them, Misty and Brandon from A Common Ground Radio. And they're on to talk with us and just generally catch up since it's been so long since they were on. As usual, I have my lovely, talented, and tired co-host Emily with me.
I am not that tired. Actually, yeah, I am.
Actually, yeah, you are. what do you say we kick this thing off and bring on our guest?
All right, good idea.
All right, hold on. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Almost simultaneous.
That was fantastic.
We're in sync. We're that good.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Thanks for stopping by the show again today.
Of course. It's always a pleasure.
I second
that.
Last
time it was a hot mess.
I will
so
say this.
We're trying to keep it a little under control this time.
I will say this. Every time y'all are on the show, there's never a dull moment.
Screw that. Screw that.
There's never a dull moment every time y'all are on.
We literally got in a fight over who we would marry, kiss, and kill last time. So, you know what?
Oh, God.
Anything goes around here.
True.
So, I just was stalking the internet for something fun for us to do, and I have found the best friend. It's called the best friend tag, and it's like 10 questions that you're supposed to know the answer to / about your best friend. So, I thought, Cody and I have done this before, so I thought we could ask you guys these questions and see how well you actually know each other.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
This should be interesting.
Cody and I did the team like that 50 questions.
Any other ideas or just that one?
Not in well.
Throwing it out there. I feel like Misty Brandon won't know any of the answers, and Misty will know like the good majority of them, I feel.
Well, then let's play. No, I'm just kidding.
But these are not like questions about each other. They're like questions about your friendship. There's a couple that are about each other, but if you don't know those things, then Lord help you. Okay. Okay. So the first question. Cody and I have done this before, so we're not answering. Well, we haven't done this one specifically, but we've done one close enough to where we're not answering.
We've done one.
Yeah. So, okay. First question is, how and when did you guys meet?
We met through another radio show, a chat room, for a Daystar.
And the rest was history.
The rest is history. Then we started following each other on Twitter, and then Facebook friends, and then it went from there.
People ask me all the time how did you even get with Cody anyway? And I was like, well, that's a long story.
Yeah, it's quite a long story.
Like, that's what I tell people. I'm like, the internet. Don't even worry. Okay. What were your first impressions of each other, if you remember?
You go first.
That was years ago.
Come on, that's so
late.
That was quite the accent. Of course, the accent was the first thing that I noticed. I don't know if I have an accent or not. People tell me I do, but I don't notice it.
Same here, Brandon.
It's not like heavy. It's like a normal kind of accent.
I have the southern twang one.
Yeah.
I thought that he was very blunt.
I thought you were about to be boring.
You know what? That was one of my first impressions of Brandon as well, so...
Yeah, he just says what he thinks. It doesn't matter. It's very blunt.
That's what I do, too. Whatever, it works.
I've honestly never really heard that from anybody else.
Well, there you go.
See, you learn something every day.
I learn something new every day.
Well, I told Cody, we did this before, and my first impression of Cody was that he was a stalker, because what happened was he called her and he started tweeting at me like a stranger. Like, I didn't initiate this contact. It just happened. And I was like, he's literally like a grown man over here, like, tweeting at me. And I was so confused about why. I thought he was a creeper. And then he was like, I have a radio show. And I was like, he's full of it. And then he was not lying to me. He was telling me the truth. And then it was like, okay, you're not so creepy anymore. And then we talked on the phone. And it was like, okay, it's cool. But, yeah.
You're a little crazy here.
I'm sorry.
Hilarious.
You're being
Cody creeper.
Okay, what's your favorite, like, memory together? But since you, like, do a show, what's your favorite, like, show? Or your favorite show memory? We'll do it that way.
Oh, it's so hard. Probably one of the Jen Lilly shows, because I know we've had a couple, but both of them, actually. No. Jade Harlow. I think Jade Harlow's been one of, because she surprised me as how down-to-earth she was and whatnot, you know? Like, I think we've had her twice, too. We've had Jen Lilly twice, and we've had Jade Harlow twice, but yeah.
We've had
Jen
Lilly twice and Jade Harlow twice, but I wasn't around for the first time. Jade Harlow surprised me, too, because I think she cursed, and I was like, so that's okay now. Cool, I can do that, too. you never know with, like, new people, like, what you can
say stuff.
But then she said it, and I was like, awesome, I can say what I want.
Yeah,
Jade
she's
Harlow.
Very blunt, too. But she was fun.
True.
I liked the show
Jade
when
Harlow's
we had
cool
Casey Moss. Yeah, she is. She's like us. She doesn't even.
She's a
little
chick.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, I liked when we had Casey Moss on and he called Guy Wilson and brought him on our show unexpectedly.
That was
so awesome.
That was fun.
That was cool.
How could I forget that one?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Describe each other in one word.
Sassy.
Oh, yeah, I'll take it. I got called sassy face this week at work, so
I get sassy a lot.
That's perfect.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, I'll take it. Hey, could it be worse? She could have called me a bitch, so I'll be sassy any day.
How would I describe you in one word? I'm going to go with
you've already used it, haven't you?
Blunt. I mean you're blunt, but I feel like you're also pleasant.
Pleasant.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You didn't sound too confident in that answer, but I'll take it.
I feel like that's what you say to a guy after, like, a really bad first date. Like, that was pleasant.
Sorry, Brandon.
I'm used to it.
Okay. What's something that annoys you about each other? So, when, like, what's something that Brandon does that annoys you and vice versa?
Be
careful.
Oh, no. I'm trying to think because I don't really get annoyed by Brandon. Like,
well, it's not real. I don't know.
That annoys me. When you
sometimes
can't spit out what you're trying to say, there, that's
I do
annoying.
That a lot. I can't help it because I wanted to have a coherent thought that I produced, and it just doesn't usually happen. But I think it's not really a bad thing, but it's just you're just always so nice. Like, you're never mean. You don't have anything bad to say about anything.
That annoys you. Okay, I feel you because that's something that annoys me about Cody, is that he's way too nice to everybody, even people that don't deserve it sometimes. And I'm like, Cody, just block them. And he's like, I hate unfollowing people on Twitter. I'll just mute them. And I'm like, hit the button. Jesus, get over it. Because we go through this all the time. He's too nice to unfollow or block on Twitter, and I have no problem with that. And I'm like, Cody, they're not nice
to
you. Yeah, he can't do it. It's like, Cody, get over it and just do it. But that's something that annoys me. Other than that, there's nothing that really annoys me. Like, we've never had an argument or anything because there's nothing for us to fight over. So
right.
I don't you've ever had? Well, it wasn't an argument, but we had, like, this, like, sit-down talk because somebody was, like, somebody sent a message to him about me, and it was, like, saying that his co-host needed to, like, learn her place or something, and it really pissed him off. And so we had, like, this, like, really intense conversation.
Yeah, we won't get into that, Em, because, frankly,
yeah.
I'm still pissed about that. I'm still pissed about that, frankly.
And he's too nice to tell you to learn your place, so I'm just kidding.
Well, there you go. No, it was like she didn't know. She didn't know we were best friends, and so she told him this, and it really pissed him off. And she didn't know like what to be stepping in when she said it. And then he told me, and I was like, "Are you mad at me?" And he's like, "No, it's not your fault. She's acting like that." But we've never had a fight or an argument over anything. There's nothing but fight over. I'm sure I'll find something eventually.
I will tell you this though. I always say this about my friends. If I love and care about you, I will fight to the death for you.
If not, you're on your own.
Yeah.
I didn't say
well,
that.
That's
you
good.
Okay.
That's how you should be with your friends, so.
This question is supposed to be like.
And then it can be y'all too.
Go ahead.
And then it can be y'all too because we both consider y'all dear friends. So, me and my friends all fight to the death for them.
We're all in the same boat here, so, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyways, okay. So, if y'all could go anywhere in the world together, like on vacation, just the two of you, where would you go?
Oh, that's a little weird.
See, you had to make it weird. It wasn't weird, and then you made it weird. I'm saying,
what about, we should probably go to Burbank. You know why Burbank? I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
So we could go to the Days of Our Lives studio.
That,
yeah.
See?
That's what I talked about. I knew you were going to say
that's
that.
That's what I was going to say.
Or you were going to say Day of Days. Because Cody and I want to go to L.A. together and, like, leave everybody else
behind.
Well,
that's in November.
That's
true.
Not
that far
away.
Yeah. I'm going to a Days event Saturday. Very excited.
I'm really jealous. I wish I was still in Tennessee. I'd come with you, but I'm not. So.
I know.
Anyway. But, yeah, we want to go to L.A. together. And, did you see on Twitter? Oh, it was like a couple weeks, maybe a month ago. The Coastal Talent people said that Nancy LeGrand's, like, working on something for Nashville. If Nancy LeGrand goes to Nashville, we all have to go. All of us.
We do.
I don't even think Missy knows who that is.
I do, too. I follow her, actually.
See?
Oh.
There you go.
She started following me first, and I was like, wait, who is this? I didn't know who she was, and then now I know.
Like, she is one of those people that just, she doesn't care what you think. She's going to say it anyway, and I just love her for it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has a crush on her. Like, we'll be watching General Hospital, and he'll just talk about how hot Alexis is. I'm like, Dad, stop. Why don't you tweet her and stalk her instead? I told him if he had Twitter, he could stalk her, but whatever. Anyway, not to try and get a restraining order or anything, but... Okay, so Cody and I really want to go to L.A., but I'm not old enough to, like, travel alone yet. Like, the airline would laugh if I tried to buy a ticket. So I have to wait till I'm legal, and then we can go. That's our goal. We're going to go stalk.
That will be fun.
People. Lord help us. Like, Lord help me and my family.
The Daytime Emmy Awards. Aren't those in
yeah.
L.A.?
Yes, I would say we really want to go to the Emmys. We're, like, working so hard to, like, try and go to the Emmys. So hopefully we get to go. And we want to go, like, have lunch with Nathan Varney. And, like, I don't know if you know who that is, but he's an ABC executive. And he told us he'd have lunch with us, which was kind of nice of him. So, yeah, got to find ourselves out there, though. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Favorite inside joke. Do you guys have inside jokes?
Well, if we tell you they wouldn't be inside.
Then they would be, what would they mean? If they would be like out of the closet jokes.
I have one inside joke with him. I joke about being a therapist. And he knows what I'm talking about. And we'll keep that silent, but we'll just say that.
Okay.
I'm a therapist.
Yeah.
I don't think we have.
That's enough information.
Cody and I don't have an inside joke. Well, we probably do. We probably just forgot what it was. Let me look.
Probably.
That's hilarious.
time, well, the other day, this is not really an inside joke because we, like, told everybody about it, but the other day we were talking about being in Nashville, and we decided that, like, if you eat in Nashville, it doesn't count because food's so good. So it's, like, Nashville calories, they don't count. But, like, everybody knows that. Like, that's pretty a self-explanatory joke. So we don't have anything that's, like, funny that's an inside joke that no one gets.
No.
We need to strive
for that.
We need to work on that. Okay. Misty, what color are Brandon's eyes and vice versa? I can't see. This is literally
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say. Wait.
Go look
what?
At my Facebook page.
Yeah, you can. It says don't cheat, but that's like not something you think about. But like,
I'm trying to remember if you have blue or green.
It's one of those.
Okay, don't tell me. Blue.
No.
Oh, you got green.
I thought it was
yeah.
green.
Okay. I just knew they were pretty.
Okay, Brandon.
Oh, nice cover up.
Brandon, what color are her eyes? I know, but I'm gonna let you answer.
You don't have colored contacts, do you?
I do sometimes, but no, I don't. Only like Halloween time or when I want to be silly.
So are any of your Facebook profile pictures colored contacts or no?
Quit cheating!
Well, I'm not on Facebook. I'm on my phone. I'm just trying to think of
Well, some of them are, but
pictures.
Not usually, no. Look at him.
I'm honestly not looking at anything. I'm just trying to think from my memory. And I want to say something, but I'm pretty sure it's wrong, but they always say to go with your gut.
Okay, I know, and I'm not...
No. Blue.
Anything? No.
Blue.
Hazel. Whatever. Screw you people.
They're brown.
Yes.
See, that was my second guess.
Wait. Cody, what color are my eyes?
Oh, my God. I honestly do not know, to be completely honest with you, and I'm embarrassed by that.
That's pretty sad. I'm like typical American person. I have brown hair and blue eyes. It's really not that hard.
Yeah.
Cody,
I was going to say blue eyes. Cody's eyes are brown, right?
Brown.
Yep.
Now you
Isn't
know.
That funny?
Reference. You failed.
I thought Brandon had blue eyes. Dang it, they're green.
Leo's been for our second guesses. We should have gone with our second choice.
Okay, well, that was fun. That was stressful, but fun.
Well, I knew they weren't brown eyes, so.
What's something else
I
fun
should get half
to
a
do?
Point.
You get half, yeah, because you were closer than he was.
Okay.
Like, you were like, I think it's either blue or green, and he was like, are your eyes blue? Like, he was like, screw it,
I said hazel second, just like she said green second. Same thing.
Yeah, but she said... She knew right off the bat it was either green or blue. You had no idea, son. Like, don't even.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Okay.
It's your
show,
not mine.
Oh, I see how we're playing now. Okay, I'm trying to find
Where's that bluntness?
Some more fun questions. Yeah. Just like that. I think, actually, it's the other way around. I think Brandon's the sassy one.
I have been told that.
Okay, these are more questions, but they're kind of random, and I'm just scrolling through this website. Who was the last person we all each of us will answer, but who's the last person you texted? I feel like that's an interesting question. Let me go look.
That would be Mickey.
The last person
yeah.
I texted
was
Cody.
Mine was Cody. Yeah, I texted him back, and I got the number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I texted him back. Brandon doesn't text anybody because he has no friends, right?
My last text was... Actually, an hour ago to my coworker Samantha, so there you go.
Oh, see, you do have friends. Sort of.
I mean, they're my coworkers, so I don't know if you'd call them friends, but
right,
same thing, yes.
You ruined it, too. I was going to let you have it, like, at friend, and then you were like, well, actually, I just work with them. But
I mean, I talk to you outside of work, so.
I'm trying to find, like, I found this website, and it's, like, all of the, like, the YouTube / like, blog tags that people do, like, all the questionnaires, and I'm trying to find one that's interesting that actually works. Some of these, I don't even understand what they're about. Okay, let's see. Here's a fun question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I want to be able to read minds.
That's my ability.
I think that's
my girl.
Reading minds, I think that's a woman thing. Because every woman, if you ask a question, that's what they say.
Yeah.
See, Cody, what do you want to be able to do?
I'm on the same wavelength as Missy. Because I'm always wondering what people are thinking.
What other people
think. Like,
yeah.
Right, exactly. I'm always
curious.
Wondering. I'm not. Yeah.
But some people probably have, like, mindless thoughts that are stupid. And you're like, I can't believe I wasted my superpower on this.
True, but I mean.
What is wrong with me? Here's a 21 hair questions. I didn't even know I had 21 answers about my hair. This is ridiculous. Scrolling. That's ridiculous. Who can answer? That's pointless. Like, that's ridiculous. If you can, like, literally look at me and see my hair, I don't understand why I need to answer 20 questions about it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Let me scroll. Here's a music one. Let me see if there's anything interesting in here. First concert. That's a good question. Who was your first concert, everybody?
Mine was... go ahead.
I was like, go ahead. My first concert, like, without my parents, on my own, was NSYNC.
That's hilarious.
Funny.
I'm not judging you, because I have been able to listen to a little bit of NSYNC myself, but...
It was Cody, 1999.
I was 2 years old in 1999.
Oh, good time.
Oh, Lord.
Cody?
Mine was about 10 years ago. I went to a King of Disney concert about 10 years ago. So that was my first one.
Brandon?
No.
I'll take it. You've never been to one, or you just don't want to tell us what your first one was?
No, yeah. The first
one.
Was
it Hannah Montana?
No, I've never been.
Oh, I thought you said it, but you just didn't want to tell us. I was like, you have never been to a concert.
Oh,
you have
never...
to come to a concert.
No.
You've never been to one?
No.
Guess
this.
You
need to get this boy to a concert.
Yeah, for real. My
you
first
to get this
concert
boy to a concert.
Was Styx. As in Styx from 1970. That's right. My first concert was Styx. I was, like, 8 years old, and I thought it was the most fantastic thing ever. And looking back, I'm not sure why. But then, like, my first, like, real concert, because I don't really remember that, was, who was it? Pat Benatar. She was amazing.
That's awesome.
She
was amazing.
And speaking of concerts, y'all, y'all can look these guys up on Twitter, Facebook, et cetera. The best show I've ever been to, they're a indie band out of Nashville called The Springs. They're just incredible.
Best concert I ever went to was Sarah Evans and Daniel Bradbury. That was my favorite concert. She's the love of my life, Sarah Evans, that is. Anyway,
my real first concert with, like, parents and everything when I was little was Diamond Rio. Do you guys know who that is?
Oh, nice.
My first concert when I was, like, little was with parents and everything was Styx, and then Pat Benatar, we all went, but, like, we didn't hang out there, so it doesn't count, but we all four won tickets. We won, like, a pack of four, so we all went, but we didn't hang out, and I, like, got up against the stage, and I was, like, in the fight with the people, like, get out of my way, I'm getting to the stage. I don't know where that drive came from either, because the next night it was REO Speedwagon, and I went back, and I was like, I'm not fighting these people today. Screw it. I'm not fighting.
Oh, fun fact, yo. Fun fact for y'all. I met Kenny Chesney back in 99 when he was just kind of a star, but not near as big as he is now.
Kenny Chesney was like a little child in 1999 compared to where he is now. I feel like
pretty
you didn't back then.
I met him back in 99, and got to talk to him for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then he told me, he said, if you're ever at a show of mine, let me know, and I'll sign something for you or whatever, you know. So 5 years later, we've got a front row seat to Kenny Chesney. He looks at me, points, he's like, I remember you or something like that, which I thought was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I would have died right there.
Yeah.
I died because I thought Pat Benatar was going to, like, touch me, and I was like, stop. Because and then I met Sarah Evans, and I, like, almost passed out. I swear to you, I almost fainted. And I don't even remember it now. Like, I remember I met her, but I don't remember what went down because I was, like, in the Twilight Zone. But it was okay. Okay, I'm reading through these as we talk, and I found a good one.
Okay.
What's your guilty pleasure song or band that you are ashamed to admit? We won't judge around here. We'll just laugh at you.
Okay, so our guilty pleasure that we're ashamed to admit?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Song or band, either one.
I'm obsessed with Robert Pattinson and his movies.
I'm not going to judge
song.
I watched him over and over.
50. I said song, but that's shameful, too. But I knew that because when we played Mary Kiss Kill, you kept saying Robert Pattinson, and I was like, what are you saying in him? Because I don't get it.
That's so funny. I thought you said just a guilty pleasure.
No, but so. Thank you for giving us your deep, dark secret. Okay, song. We'll come back to Misty. We're going to move on. Brandon?
I have two. Either Demi Lovato or Fifth Harmony. Probably.
Okay, I won't judge you for Demi Lovato, but I'm going to laugh at you over Fifth Harmony. But I like them too.
I love them on The X Factor.
I like
I watched
them
that show.
I love them, actually. I'm not going to judge.
Okay.
But I do, I like that song with it that's on the radio every
yes,
time.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Like, my mom hates it, too. Like, every time it comes on, I turn it up, and she looks at me, and she's like, stop.
I'm
like, but it's fantastic.
In love.
Yes. Okay, I'm not judging. That's pretty, it's pretty funny, but I'm not going to judge you. Missy, have you figured it out yet? Have you thought of one?
Yeah, it's Hanson and Bop.
That's sad. That. Oh, sad. I'm going to judge you for that. I'm not going to judge Brandon, but that I will hold against you.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Cody, what about you?
You know, this is actually a good song, but...
Oh, God. When you have to replace it with that, it's probably really bad.
And it's fairly recent, actually. I've been obsessed with a Cole Swindell's A Hell of an Amen. I've been obsessed with that song lately.
That's a Brantley Gilbert song, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean
Brantley Gilbert.
You said Cole Swindell. I'm like so confused.
Well,
actually,
you know what I mean.
What's that one song you like that I was making fun of you? Oh, I can. What is it about buying a boat? Some song about buying a boat.
Oh, Chris Jensen's Buy Me a Boat. I love
that. Literally, that is shameful. Like, I wouldn't tell people that I like that song. First of all, I think it's dumb. Okay?
I love
and
that
I think,
song.
I think it's funny that his, like, pride and joy is that he can buy a boat and the truck to pull the boat. Like, I'm like, seriously? Stop. Okay, mine is pretty shit. Well, it's not shameful, but it's my favorite, like, song, guilty pleasure song. It's Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. Go ahead. I like to dance to Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger when no one's home.
That's amazing.
But, hey, whatever. Not going to judge me, right? We're not judging.
Mm-mm.
No, we're not judging at all.
Oh, so you know how I was looking through all these questions? I just found one that was 70s. A 70-question long thing about One Direction. I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's
that is like what
happen.
I would do in prison. Like, that's what they ask for in prison. It's like 70 questions about One Direction. I feel like that. Oh, I just found a writing challenge one. And, like, it's really funny because the first thing on here says, Johnny Bravo and Wonder Woman are stuck in an elevator. Write a story about it. No thanks. But screenshot.
No.
I took a screenshot. Whatever. You're not going to judge me. I'm not going to write it. I'm going to make fun of it later. I'm trying to look for something really funny or interesting on here. Although I don't think we could top the last one, but we can try.
Yeah.
These are deep.
The last one was crazy.
Questions. What's something that, let me see. What's something that you want to do or you really want to do but you have not done yet, like in life?
That's deep.
I've never been on an airplane.
Really? It's so fun. I've been on an airplane
yeah.
twice. You just have to do it. It's kind of scary, but it's fun.
Yeah, you know, I'm petrified. Like, I want to do it, but I'm scared to death.
You know, for the past about 2 or 3 years, I've virtually lived in airports the past, like, 2 or 3 years. So.
Cody's always going somewhere.
I know.
He has, like, nothing to do, so he's
aren't you he's driving to Canada.
I know,
I'm
right?
Driving, I'm driving all the way to Canada in about 2 weeks. So
he's gonna bring me back a keychain.
It'll say, "I went to Canada and all I brought back for you was this."
Yeah, you can bring me a T-shirt that says, "I went to Canada and all you brought you was a T-shirt."
Yeah.
I feel like I'm that type. Oh, well. Let's not encourage it. Okay. Brandon, what about
you? You gotta bring her back some Tim Hortons if you go to Canada. Just a thought.
What
not
is
because
that?
I work at Tim Hortons, but
oh, I'll do it.
What?
Literally, am I like lost? What is it?
Oh my god! It's where I work, first off, and second off, it's a Canadian-based coffee and donut shop that
yep.
apparently doesn't go any farther south than Ohio.
Well, I used to live in Ohio, and now that you mention it, I think I've heard of it, but I was, like, not connecting with what it was. Now that you mention it, I feel like I've seen one before, but it was probably in Ohio or Kentucky, maybe. I used to live in Cincinnati. I'm a worldly traveler. I've been to Cincinnati. I've been to California. Just saying. Okay. Brandon, answer the question. Waiting on you.
well, I can't. I was going to say the same as Misty, but except I don't want to fly. So that really doesn't count. Like, I've never been on a plane, but I don't have any desire to ever fly. So that's not it.
Okay, if we're doing this by process of elimination, it'll take all day.
It will.
Probably.
I have all day.
We've only got 2 minutes, y'all. So
think of that.
I mean, I would love to go to California, like I said earlier, so I've never been.
That's a good one.
I've never been. See?
Are you going to drive there?
Ew, no. I would get on the plane.
If I have to,
I'm not driving
yeah.
that far.
Well, we could drive there together since I'm too scared to get on the plane.
We could all drive there together and drive each other out.
Road trip.
Car.
It would be like the lone survivor.
What's the driving as opposed to a plane? I'll take the plane. 3 or 4 days. But 3 or 4 days
literally,
driving,
that would,
as opposed to a plane.
If you'd like
to
survive.
Yeah, I'm going to take the plane.
The four of us in a car together would be like Survivor. Like whoever... Whoever makes it to
yep.
California, because I feel like we would not make it. Like, we would all kill each other, maybe. Or
I'm sure
be dumb and, like,
out.
Get lost. Okay,
oh,
Cody,
well.
What is something you want to do that you've never done before? Which, I mean, I'm sure you have some, like, deep answer that's better than mine. But go ahead and answer anyway.
Well, I'll get about 30 of them done on this baseball trip, but I want to see all 50 states. So.
Yeah.
Good one. I don't think I have... I'm so boring. I can't think of anything. Well, I want to go to L.A., but that's a given. I'm trying to think of something, like, deep, but it's just not happening for me. So I guess I'll just go to California with Brandon. I can't think of anything deeper to say than that. Oh, I just found a fun game that we're playing the next time because it's too time-consuming to start now. But It's called the lyrics game, and basically you have to answer the questions with a song lyric. That can be real annoying, but it's also amusing. So I'm taking a screenshot for the next time. You have to come back on the show next week.
We've had a quite a time today, haven't we, y'all?
Yeah,
to say the least.
But it was. We had some deep conversation, but also some amusing conversation. So I feel like we were really well rounded today. It's close to the last time where Misty and I ended up Googling hot guys, and I was laying in the tanning bed.
You were in the tanning bed.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing I've ever done in a radio show, I think, from the tanning bed. Speaking of, I have to tell my story today. This is a short story, Cody. Let me tell it really quick. It's like 15 seconds long. So I was in the car today, driving down the road, and Misty, I'm telling this for you. I swear, I saw the most perfect, flawless man I've ever seen in my life. He drove past me in a pickup truck, like a new pickup truck, and it was like a Silverado, and it was perfect also, but it took me 10 minutes to realize that. I think he was a firefighter, but he was like the most perfect human. Like, I was like, where did you come from? And then I was like, Mom, turn around, let's follow him. And she was like, he can come to you. And he didn't, which sucks. But it was great. He was probably too old for me, but he was perfect. I'm telling you, like, if I can live another, like, 100 years, and I probably won't ever see a man that perfect again.
Aww.
I wish I could have gotten a picture. He was, like Calvin Klein model hot.
Oh, wow. You should have got a picture.
I know, but he was driving, and, like, she wouldn't turn around, and I was like,
you could have posted it as your MCM.
I was like, they don't have men that look like that around here, because we were, like, in the middle of nowhere. She's like, he had to just be passing through. He did not come from here. I was like, yeah, he definitely didn't come from here. Anyway, story's over. That was of no use for Cody, but whatever.
But whatever. I'm gonna let y'all go, and we've gotta do this more often, y'all.
For real?
Yeah. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's always fun when we get together, and it's always fun catching up with y'all. So I'll let y'all go, and I'll talk to y'all later. Okay.
Next time we'll come haunt your
life. Have a good night, everybody.
Yes, you will. We'll set up something soon. Bye, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And there is never a dull moment with those two, ever.
Amen.
There's absolutely never
Seriously,
a dull moment.
Seriously, though. That was hilarious. I'm glad we did. My phone's on 1%. You better do announcements in a hurry, son.
How do
you get the charge?
Next Thursday is our 3-year anniversary show, which is going to be so much fun, isn't it, Em?
Yes. Hug my phone in, Megan. It's at 1%. It's going to die. Okay.
Huh.
Hello, Cody.
I'm working on something for the 18th.
Are you on the show?
Yeah.
I don't know. Take the phone, George.
What now?
I'm here. Megan said hi, and then she said, take your phone charger and leave.
Hi, Cody.
Oh, hey, Megan. What's up?
Nothing.
You know, I think I'm going to let you go when you kind of wrap up here, all right, Em?
We're not announcing that as a thing yet. Never mind, I'll shut up. Bye.
Not to be a sucky radio host.
Megan said I have one job, and it's not to suck at my radio hosting duties.
No comment.
Sure. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with Misty and Brandon of A Common Ground Radio. It's always so much fun to have those two on the show. There is... As you heard, I never a dull moment when they come on. Let's see. I'm working on something for the 18th. That's this coming Tuesday. everything will be worked out within the next day or two. And the 20th, y'all, is the show's 3-year anniversary. Again, that is just mind-boggling. 3 years I've been at this, and I would not trade a second of it. And I believe it's probably all the announcements I have for you. So with that, I'm gonna end the episode right here. And you've been listening to A Week Ends with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.